Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Trump administration has announced it will hold $259 million from Minnesota's Medicaid funding until the state gets the fraud problem under control. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith was asked if she supported this move of keeping Medicaid money from Minnesotans.
We know that we need to prevent fraud here in the state of Minnesota, and if it takes the feds putting on a little bit more pressure on Minnesota, I absolutely support preventing fraud here in the state so our tax dollars aren't stolen any longer.
DFL House Leader Zach Stevenson quickly responded.
Our Republican colleagues refused to stand up to Trump. I heard the Speaker of the House say that she supported Donald Trump's Medicaid cuts just a moment ago. I thought that was an incredible moment. And she supported his Medicaid cuts.
Governor Walz has said the deferring of Medicaid payments to the state is not about fraud, but instead a ransom note from the Trump administration to hold Minnesota hostage. Le Sueur County deputies responded to a house fire early Sunday morning in Elysian. Two females, an 18-year-old Isabella Perry of Faribault and a 16-year-old juvenile female from Elysian, were inside the residence when the fire started. Both were able to escape and were transported to Owatonna Hospital, where they were evaluated for minor burns and smoke inhalation. The interior of the home sustained severe damage. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Invergrove Heights City Council is hosting a public meeting tonight on the proposed Minnesota Hockey Hall of Fame. The $151 million project would include a 141,000-square-foot facility on 46 acres near Interstate 494. Backers say it could attract 460,000 visitors a year and create 400 full-time and part-time jobs, as well as 740 construction jobs. In other headlines, anglers have until 11:59 p.m. to remove their fish houses in the southern two-thirds of the state. Joe Elbert is with the DNR.
I will say that a lot of what we're seeing across the southern two-thirds of the state is people have been doing a really good job of getting their houses off. There's lakes where you typically have cities in the winter that now don't have any fish houses on them.
The deadline is March 16th for the northern one-third of the state and March 31st for Minnesota-Canada border waters. Gas prices are rising in Minnesota as airstrikes continue in the Middle East. AAA Minnesota reports today's statewide average for regular unleaded is $2.83 a gallon, up from $2.69 last week. Some oil production facilities in Saudi Arabia and Qatar are shut down because of Iran's strikes on Gulf countries. The U.S. and Israel strikes on Iran have resulted in military conflicts and set crude oil prices rising. This is MNN.